Shop Woodhouse Hyundai for the 2021 Hyundai Sonata. Innovation after inspired innovation makes this Sonata the best thing to happen in sedans, giving you a premium luxury experience. Plus, benefit from Hyundai Owner Assurance with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, making your choice easy. Shop our selection of 2021 Sonatas online or in person at Woodhouse Hyundai of Omaha or WoodhouseHyundai.com.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, you ever accidentally masturbate to young pictures of your mom?
Who the f*** starts a conversation like that? I just sat down.
That's your incest lead-in story there, Craig. Thanks. That's all I got. I didn't have a brother and sister clip, I don't think. I might have, I'm not sure. All right. Friday. Hopefully you can tell that. Half-shot Knicks with us.
Yes.
You worried about your Chiefs? They shouldn't be. They better kick ass tomorrow.
Oh, I'm always worried about
Sunday.
The Chiefs.
They're Sunday. Right.
Okay. Yeah, isn't it kind of bred into being a Chiefs fan worry about the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take two in a row.
Last night I was worried that the Browns would beat them and then, like, Mahomes would become cursed. But, like, oh, they got the Super Bowl out of the way. But then, you know, it's just that being a Chiefs fan is an endless search for misery that, you know,
well,
used to happen all the time.
Hopefully you continue the misery for the Browns. So, go Chiefs.
You know, but sometimes your world-class quarterback wins one early and then goes a long time without winning them.
Yeah, but they put people around him. Your Packers,
they
screwed you up.
Yeah, the Chiefs have done a lot better job of that.
Packer administration screwed you up.
Nobody wants to hang out with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and that's true, too. Everybody likes Mahomes. Yeah. I do.
Which means everybody.
Yeah. Well, he's a likable guy. I don't think anybody really hates him. You know, people hate a lot of quarterbacks. Right?
I think his wife will end up hating him.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of Raiders fans.
Well, they hate
Chargers
him that
fans.
Way. They hate him that way. I'm talking about he doesn't seem like a dislikable guy so far.
Give him time.
Right, I'm sure there'll be a backlash.
Give him time.
Yeah. And I heard he's good at sex.
Yeah, I heard that too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. By the way, we can't seem to find I can't seem to verify any of the original Jake from State Farm. Because there's all kinds of stories. It's like urban legend over the internet now.
Who that guy was.
Yeah. Or where what he's doing now.
All right.
Because we got reports that, no, he got fired because he passed a piss test.
Yeah.
No, he
was
died.
Was that true?
He died of an overdose.
He died.
Oh, here's the latest. And the distractify.com says, according to a follow-up interview, okay, he quit his, he was part-time at State Farm.
Oh,
he was an actual employee. He flew out to Los Angeles for an audition and got the job that way.
Got it.
Quit his part-time job. State Farm. This is 2014. Became a seasonal employee for the town of Normal, Illinois, and also worked as a bartender. It's unclear what Jake is doing now. He was involved in a weird death hoax a few years ago. An outlet reported, allegedly, that his wife had killed him after she found him in bed with another woman. And contrary to reports, I'm alive, he says. Thank you for all the concern. He put that out on Twitter shortly after that.
See, that made him sound like he was somehow perpetrating the hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah, to keep
it, does.
To keep it in the public eye.
But he wasn't necessarily. Someone could have just said, hey, I heard Jake from State Farm.
At least it wasn't the Jared situation.
And that.
You know, like little boys and girls. Well, girls, excuse me, underage hookers, that's right.
Well.
So what about incest, Craig? Let's go right into that.
No, this is a stepson, stepmom porn or...
That's not incest.
Stepdad, stepdad.
No, I don't think he sold it as incest.
Porn.
Oh, I think he did.
No, I don't think
he said
he
MILF
did
stepmom stuff.
Right.
Oh, well, you did a story about the incest in the car book. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And then the T's were a little different.
Right.
One of those popular searches on Pornhub is stepmom. MILF is right up there as well, especially with stepmoms. This is what porn producers call faux-cest.
Yeah, of course it is. It's not real. Well, first of all, it's not even stepmom. You're not blood related, so it's not incest.
Yeah, I learned from The Onion a few weeks ago
that
those people aren't really stepmom and stepson.
Yeah, and even the ones that have the actual, they have a thing called, if you look on categories, it'll say real family. They're not real.
No.
They're porn actors. They're porn actors.
Anybody who's doing that with their real family isn't posting it online.
Well, it's illegal.
There's that.
And you can tell by looking at a porn clip if it's professional actors in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how they have to
even
qualify.
Even the staged amateur stuff is all that's porn actresses.
They got to call it fake taxi because some guy's really going to believe it. And he'll be looking for that, like cash cab.
Right.
Got a Patrick Mahomes hater on, too.
All right. Oh, it's Luke, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Luke.
Yeah, I hate that son of a bitch. I don't care if he hasn't been caught with drugs. He hasn't been womanizing. He hasn't been got a DUI.
Right.
But I still hate that son of a bitch.
Well, you like your quarterbacks to be white, right?
No, I just don't like them to consistently beat the Raiders. That's how I like my quarterback.
Yeah, I know what you
not
mean.
Consistently beating the Raiders.
Yeah, I get you.
You're going
to
hate him
you.
For a long yeah. time.
Oh, man.
I hate Nick Allen. I hate the Chiefs. I hate Patrick Mahomes. But I love me some Nick Allen's mama.
Happy
Have a
Friday.
Good weekend, boys.
Now, your mom plays a Deadpool, Nick. Does she know about her shooter lick? Shooter Luke there?
I haven't mentioned that to her.
Okay. All right.
She may have heard it. Yeah. She hasn't asked for his number.
Yeah, I should say, what's she looking for?
She's got it, yeah.
Didn't come up over Christmas?
No, we did a Zoom Christmas.
Did you? Good for you.
She's into black men that are younger than her. Good for her.
Maybe. Yeah. I think she's done with gay guys and assholes. So.
In the morning.
Are you ever really done with the asses?
She's hoping so.
You never did like your stepdad, did you?
No.
Yeah, good for you.
Was he even your stepdad? How old were you when he came into the picture?
I was like a sophomore in high school.
Oh, okay. Then he's just Jerry.
Yeah.
You know?
He called me his son once in front of neighbors, and he was like, dude, what are you doing?
Nope.
At a certain point.
What are you doing?
You're just the guy who married my mom. You're not my stepdad.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right.
You're just the guy hitting my mom. Like, hitting that.
There were about three stepmoms I would have banged. All three of the women my dad had in
they were hookers.
At the Bunny Ranch. I know. We called them stepmoms.
And you could have.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
only money away.
Dad would have been mad.
And you don't want to be wiener cousins with your dad.
No. Nope. No.
That's weird.
No. Nope.
Especially Nick.
Ed's wiener cousins with a lot of black porn stars. I mean, a lot of black dudes.
Yes, he was.
Because one of your stepmoms.
Yep.
Is all over the Pornhub.
Yep.
After
dad, they had to go to black guys. You know, that was it. You know?
Well, I think some of this was before.
They reached the mountain of white dudes.
Thank you, Nick. Exactly. After Golden Tongue, that's it, man.
I think the first one, I think that one specifically was the one who bestowed the nickname upon him.
Golden Tongue, right?
It was the first stepmom.
So, tell me about...
So, Lauren Vinopal, writing at fatherly.com, tells us that one of the most popular, and we know this, one of the most popular searches on Pornhub is stepmom. MILF is up there, and this is called Focest.
Well, MILF is just MILF. That's just women 30-plus, basically.
Lauren says, this may mean that the rise of this type of pornography, specifically the stepmom stuff, has to do with men's desire for comfort. Men's fantasies about older, close, yet off-limits women have been pervasive in U.S. culture for a long time, according to Chantel Tibbles, sociologist and author of the book Exposure, A Sociologist Explores Sex, Society, and Adult Entertainment. She says, but there are fewer overtly stepmother themes engaged in non-porn narratives. Think about a classic film about a young man or woman sleeping with their stepmother. You can't.
No.
In 96, there was a 1997 TV movie, My Stepson, My Lover. It did not catch on.
Hallmark? That sounds Hallmark.
There was a Lifetime movie like that.
Lifetime.
I don't think it was Hallmark.
Yeah, same thing.
Which means that stepmom sex is a porn meme, not a cultural one. This is specifically for porn. They say part of the reason seems to be that female roles in porn tend to be either submissive or dominant. Aggressive teachers, bosses, nurses are dominatrix figures. Cheerleaders and teens tend to be submissive figures. Mother figures can be submissive, but they are generally not. They're empowered and demanding. MILFs are grown women who know what they want. This seems to be the appeal. MILFs are limited in their appeal, in their ability to be maternal. So stepmothers, that's where the stepmothers come in. They can treat the young men that they're having sex with tenderly. They can guide, they can instruct, they can care for them. That particular dynamic, if the audience is buying into this narrative, makes sense for them. They say through sexualizing a female character who is overtly or covertly linked to a feeling of powerlessness in childhood, we can gain a sense of mastery of the situation, turn something pleasant.
And you're making it complicated. It's a young guy banging an older chick is when I look at those clips.
Yeah, but usually it's a mom taking charge. Like exactly. Some form of punishment.
Yeah. She wakes him up for school, and he's got a morning
or
wood.
Or she's going to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, she's helping out.
Spank that kid. Daddy's out of the house.
The stepmom characters in porn tend to be in control,
right, Craig?
But the appeal seems to exist within the tension between reality and fantasy. Sexy stepmoms, popular because of taboo and a general desire among porn viewers to see a woman to be both powerful and maternal.
You do your homework? Sorry.
Good grades, kid.
He's not.
That's a little audio I had turned up there.
Yeah, I don't think it's an accurate representation of the population.
No, it's not.
What you see on the porn, right.
First of all, I've noticed I've noticed the stepsons are pretty close in age to the stepmoms in these clips. They're really not that far apart. It's an older dad. It's
Everybody's dad likes a younger new chick.
Right, exactly, you know. Right. Yeah. And he's off to work, and stepson has to wake up for school.
And a lot of times, he hasn't been taking care of her.
Right.
Well, if it's that popular on Pornhub, Lifetime should do this.
Yeah.
Well, she said this is a porn thing, not a society thing, not a cultural thing.
Well, maybe because they're not putting it on.
Right.
They need a bold executive.
If you watch something like that on Lifetime.
There is a Lifetime movie where
you would say, this sucks, and go watch some porn.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I do that anything that's on Lifetime. This sucks. I'm going to go watch porn.
Right.
It'd be better than all those, where's the baby movies?
Yeah.
The problem I have with Lifetime mostly is no penetration. They don't show any.
I noticed that. Where's the penetration? Believe me, I see a lot of Lifetime movies. It's on a lot of my house.
That is crap. Yeah.
The Sopranos prequel.
Have you seen the picture? There's a picture of James Gandolfini's son in the movie. It's a clip of him in the movie.
Michael.
And his face, he's got all his hair now, though, because he plays a younger James Gandolfini, looks just like him. It's the movie, not until the fall I read. Is that what you're about to say? I'm sorry, Craig. But it's
September 24, a year after its original release.
I can't wait for it.
So his kid is playing the young Tony Soprano?
Yes. Yeah, like in the 80s.
Ray Liotta is in it, Leslie Odom Jr.
Maybe even late 70s. But he looks a lot. Yeah.
Joey Diaz, I believe.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Joey Diaz tweeted it out yesterday.
He had to move a date here because he had to do some filming for that a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's got a short. Yeah.
This focuses on a mob family vying with rival factions during the 1967 Newark riots.
Well, they're making Tony then older than what he actually is. Because if Tony, James Gandolfini was 6 years old in 1967. And The Sopranos took place from 99 to 2007, and it was in real time. So they've taken a little creative license there, making Gandolfini in his teenage years, but whatever, it's going to be good.
Were they riots or peaceful
Well, this says
protests?
It focuses on a mob family. I'm not exactly, I assume that the kid's playing James.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What were they rioting about in Jersey in 1967?
I read it. It's a true story.
I think it was election results.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that. I just read the clip yesterday. What the movie's centering around? But they're gonna be young. All those guys will be young. There's a young big pussy in that. I think.
There you go.
There he's big young pussy.
Big young pussy, right?
Race riots.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Newark, 1967. One of 159 race riots that swept cities in the U.S. during the long, hot summer of 1967.
A lot of fights between the black and whites. That's Springsteen. That's what it's about.
4 days of rioting, looting, and property destruction. 26 people killed, hundreds injured.
Yeah, Springsteen was in high school then.
I read a piece on the psychology of rioters. And apparently, rioting is sort of a last resort. When you feel you've exhausted all of your options, like, when cops kill black guys. and it doesn't stop,
right.
Sometimes that leads to rioting.
Yeah, but the false equivalent, don't get into the false equivalency of what happened at the Capitol.
No, but
that's insurrection, and that is...
That, it's real in their heads.
Right. Oh, yeah, so of course they feel, they're nut jobs. They believe
they feel
it. Oh, yeah.
They have no other alternative.
Oh, you see that one guy.
They did.
The one guy's yelling at the camera. There's a guy in there that should be just as famous as the other guys. You've probably seen the clip. You made us do this. We're upstanding citizens. We're taking back our government. That guy. Ugh.
Yeah, of course the flaw is that there actually are cops
killing. You seen that guy, Nick?
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look
That's
for that guy.
Quote,
there are cops that kill black guys, and it still continues to this day.
Yes.
There was no...
No.
The election results were real.
Right.
But not in their heads.
Right.
But that's
because the president told them that.
Of a rioter right. is they feel they have no other alternative, so they've got to resort to that.
They take to the streets?
Yep.
You know, I'm looking here at the cast of this movie, and some of them they've identified who they're playing.
I was going to say, yeah.
But Joey Diaz, they have not identified who he's playing.
Well, he's an old guy, so he can't play somebody younger.
Yeah, that's. I'm wondering.
He must play one of the original guys.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking, was he young, big pussy?
No, I don't think. No.
Because I don't know
is
how
50.
Well, I don't know if they're jumping around timeline. If they're going to show you something later how big his role is. I don't know.
I don't think Diaz's role is that big. I read about it. I think he told us that wasn't that big.
But yeah, there's a lot of great actors in this movie. I mean, this looks like it should be really, really good
right.
whenever we finally get to see it.
It's the fall, right, Craig?
September.
Yeah. For now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Yeah.
No vaccine, so might be longer.
Well, that's one of those that they said. That's one of those that would be released on HBO Max and in theaters simultaneously.
Right. But obviously they want some theater revenue or they just release it now.
You know? Yeah.
It's got to be tough to sit on a project that's finished for that long.
I know. Well, a global pandemic, as you fond of saying there, Nick.
Yep. Still going strong.
Still going strong.
I think there's a lot. I mean, like, bands have been doing that too, you know?
Yep.
Been reading about bands and say, well, we finished the record last spring. We're going to put it out. And then, what do we do now?
Oh, you mean like the Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
And, they've got a new Socky.
I think I did read that.
Is it called Sucky? That's what it should be called.
Sucky Socky?
I don't care.
Oh, must be the Foo Fighters.
They suck.
Yeah. What? Socky?
No. The Foo Fighters. Suck.
Yeah.
Called Sucky Socky.
Yeah, Foo Fighters Socky.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Seriously.
Well, at least they dove into something different. Because all bands do whiskey and wine. Yeah,
tequila.
It is something
Nobody's
different.
Got sake. Yeah.
Nobody's got the sake market.
You like sake? I don't care for it at all.
No,
I've had it a few times. No, it's not my favorite.
I like that. I like Asian food, but I'm not a sake guy.
Especially when it's warm.
Right.
Yeah, when I was in my
20s.
That's
supposed to be.
I think we went to a Benihana once.
Some of it's cold, some of it's warm.
And they gave you free sake, and I got drunk. And it wasn't a good drunk.
I was going to say, if there's nothing around, I would drink it.
Yeah, it was free. You know, the guy flipping shrimp into his hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come around and pour you some free sake.
Yeah.
You don't say no to free booze.
No, you do not.
Not when you're 23.
No, hell no.
And I don't think or I've had 43. Sake since.
I was picturing getting food from one of those places the other day where they flip the shrimp and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wonder if you can get that to go.
Have the guy show up.
But he's still, there's just a guy by himself doing the whole, like, egg roll joke. Yeah. Nobody's there and he's just putting it in to-go containers.
They still make
him go through the whole thing.
Bend down your hat. Yeah, for practice purposes. You're right, Nick. Right.
I want my onion volcano, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, what you could do is you could cook it up.
Those places are open, though.
You could watch them over Zoom and then they Grubhub it to you.
Yeah, they're open. People are sitting in front of that guy.
Yeah, unless they can toss the shrimp to me through the Zoom.
Yeah, we used to go. Yeah. I go to a place like that in town with the kids back in the day. I like those places. They're fun.
They are fun.
Oh, kids love it.
Yeah. Food's good. You know, guy's pretty cool.
I could do without it.
Yeah. I can do without some of the jokes.
Wait, but that's for the kids, you know.
Yeah, but there's adults at the table, too.
I know. Hey, dude, just keep it quiet. Right. Shut up.
Yeah, we get it.
We get it.
We saw a dude set his hat on fire.
Oh, I've seen.
It's like, oh, here we go. Now it's interesting.
This is what I paid for. This is what I paid for.
Like, do we tell him?
Yeah. Do we? Friday. All right. Podcast, TNT, RadioEmpire.com. On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.